Why is it that Saginaw has grown more than Bay City when Bay City is close to the river and more ships, it seems like more ships go to Saginaw? And you just mentioned that you feel that Saginaw and Bay City receive about the same amount of shipping. I just somehow got the feeling that more shipping does go on down the river to Saginaw than stays in Bay City here.
Well, I don't think there's more. There's four or five boats go to this dock down here. Or one boat that goes to Saginaw, or it'll be up to which dock.
What do you feel is the biggest threat to these ships that sail the Great Lakes? Is it fire, fog, or the storms and currents on the Great Lakes?
The weather, man. Yeah, the collision once in a while, or different things, fires once in a while, but the wrecks, the weather is what does it.
Were you on any ships when you sailed that ran to heavy storms and had quite a few problems?
You're bound to get storms. And you just got to make up your mind to like it. Of course, I get seasick. But I'd be having a tray in my hand going into the dining room, and I feel it coming up, and I turn around and go and let her go, and then come back and carry the finish, put the tray on the table.
But the storms and that is the biggest threat to the ships on the Great Lakes rather than anything else. So more ships are lost on the Great Lakes due to storms rather than fires or collisions in the fog.
And that's very seldom.
But fires and collisions in the fog, or the loss of ships in the storms?
You know yourself, if there's a fire on the lakes and a boat, you pay attention to it. Whereas you never hear about it.
True.
You know, you very seldom hear about it. Burner, with the old wooden boats, they used to sell them to the insurance company. That's the way most of them went. Langle boys went sunk outside of Thunder Bay, I think, and Yogamaw. They all along the shore up there, someplace.
What do you recall about the shipbuilding industry here in Bay City, Saginaw area? The first one was the Davidson Shipbuilding Yard.
Yeah.
And then came the American Shipbuilding Company.
Yeah, and then Wheeler's first. And then American.
Now, which two companies merged? American Shipbuilding Company merged with Wheeler's?
Wheeler and American.
Now, this is after Davidson.
And Davis is way up there in Salisbury, you know.
And you worked at the American Shipbuilding Company at the time.
I rode most of them in, if I could manage it, when they were launching them. And that's an awful sensation. It's just like you've been working in a factory. You're several months working down there. And then when they go to launcher, and everybody gets ready, and they start knocking the wedges out, and she goes a little, like that, tip a little bit, and just jerks a couple times a little bit, then away she goes, and when she hits the water, it's just like hitting a stone, sitting in the bottom, and then it slides down. And that's an awful sensation.
Did you ever ride a boat?
I rode to put everyone in. That I worked on.
What caused the American Shipbuilding Company to fold? Defoe's keen.
Carelessness. They got so that they couldn't depend on the work.
How was that? Now, was it the men or the type of quality
the
that?
Men, type of men. They were getting careless and making mistakes, and one to another. And they were warned, but for some reason or other, the men got tired of the shipyard, I guess.
What was the primary type of ship that the Bay City area produced during the war? Was it for the Navy, or was it still freighters? Or what type of boats did they produce during the war?
All went under the same name.
That's all right if you can't think of it right now. Then, then Defoe's came in after.
They worked on the same stuff. Marine.
Yeah, that's okay then.
I mentioned it several times here when I was talking.
Defoe's, when they came into the Bay City area, they developed that the upside down rollover type. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah. Well, that rollover, they call them, I guess. They made the wooden boats first that way, over Defoe's, I guess.
Where the boats build upside down when they launch and they just rolled over? Is this what it involved?
It was easier to put the plates on flat.
On the bottom.
Instead of working overhead. Yeah.
So this is primarily the main thing to weld. You weld on the bottom downward rather than upward.
Yeah.
And then when they launched the boat, it rolled over on its bottom there.
Rolled it right over.
The Defoe's, or who built the Boutel fleet? Was that built here in Bay City?
Defoe, yeah, he was building wooden boats first over on.
This is a fleet of tugs, is this correct?
Huh?
The Boutel fleet. They were a fleet of tugs in Bay City?
Oh, yeah, 24 tugs.
What was their primary purpose? Was it
moving boats around, moving dredges, and they were all busy, I'll tell you.
How about lumber?
And lumber, they tore. Well, everything depended on lumber, didn't they?
Building the boats and.
Yeah.
Did the early shipbuilding companies, did they work for the government at all, or was it until Defoe's came in that the first government contract came about? Did Wheeler and Davidson and American Shipbuilding Company work for the government?
Or once in a while they'd build a ferry or something like that, but the jobs were scarce for the government. The government had their own.
But Defoe's actually started working for the government.
Oh, they were, when they worked for the government stuff, you got to have a certain class of work. It's got to be what it's supposed to be.
Who built that?
Holy jihad.
The first large boats in this area were the three-masted schooners?
Well, yes.
Were they built by Defoe's, or were they built by one of the earlier companies?
Defoe's wasn't even thought of that. And Davison's were building them there. And I guess they built a few of them at the American show. But
I'd like to ask you one question. If Defoe's ever folded up in Bay City, what do you think would be the effect on Bay City itself? Would it affect them at all?
Well, yes, sure. The gang, all that bunch of the men working there, they can't do it. Anything else, and they've got into that, and they'd all have to leave town to get to find a shipyard.
Is Bay City Saginaw a primary shipping industry rather than?
Yes.
And shipping is rather important then. What do you think of the future of Bay City Saginaw? Will shipping continue to grow in this area, or do you think it's going to drop off?
Well, I think it's going to grow.
More so in one area, in Saginaw?
Yeah, just a few years ago, you know, they started a canal between Bay City and Lake Michigan, and they started working dredging and everything. And there's a place right halfway between here and Michigan, Lake Michigan, where the dredge. Well, they never filled it right up yet.
Is the shipping in this area grown over the last few years, or do you think it's declined?
Oh, yes, it's grown, yeah, sure.
What's the account for this? Is it, it's not new markets in Bay City area. Bay City hasn't really been bringing in any new industry. Is it Saginaw that's bringing in all these ships, or what's the causes?
Oh, gee.
Why is it that all the shipping has increased? What is the primary reason behind this?
Well, cheaper than rail. There's got to be a lot more shipping in here than it was for the railroad. And that's where Saginaw was on top. She had the railroads. And she could demand business. Bay City, anyway, I don't know. They make your money here and go out west and spend it. All them, very few lumbermen stayed here.
And in the old days, there, now lumber was an, you mentioned earlier, lumber was very important to this area. The Boutelle fleet of tugs brought down lumber from Canada to the Bay City area.
Yeah, the tugs towed the lumber to the saw logs here and made it up into lumber.
Going back again, when Defoe came into business here in Bay City, they first organized the Defoe Boat and Motor Works, and their first type of boats they built were the knocked down boats.
Knocked down, yeah.
Could you explain a little bit about that?
Well, they're like building a knocked down house. They make all the pieces, and they're all made up, and come in and put it together. And instead of
there's still They still do that Don DeFoe's now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're primarily a knockdown boat?
All over the country now. Very few of them build anything else, only the aluminum boats. And they're practically knocked out because everything is stamped out. And then you just put it together.
There's rumors, I don't know if you've heard them, that DeFoe's might actually fold here in in Bay City.
The Aladdin Company, the knockdown. And there was another knockdown boat up on
Do you know anything about the rumors that I've heard rumors that DeFoe's might leave Bay City, that they're not getting any contracts?
Oh, gee, rumors. I've heard rumors of all kinds. He doesn't pay attention to them. Oh, look at here. Now, I don't put this on there. The sugar.
Since we're jumping around quite a bit on this tape here, talking about tugs and ships on the Great Lakes, there also was a tug, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, in the Bay City area called the Witch.
Yeah, the Witch. The Witch of the West. Witch of the West first. And then they built, she got old, and they built a witch then. And there was the Geyser, the Modest, and I can find a whole lot of tugs.
I know John Dawson was a captain.
Captain Dawson was on the Witch, on the last Witch.
And it sank where, in the mouth of the river here in Saginaw Bay City?
Yeah, right at the lighthouse.
What caused it to sink, or is it?
He got on fire. He's going outside after a boat. And pretty soon the fire started way down under the deck, in the stern. And, well, we should have had to run our ground. That's all this oily, so old, you know. Well, there's no time to she burned up.
Was this the first witch or one of the...
The first witch, they hauled her out. And I can remember seeing her right on the... They built the witch with on the right on the side of the shed, up around 13th Street, 15th, and close to the river. It's the launcher in. And I know I was with my dad at the time, and he says, that's the witch. It's going to take the place of the Witch of the West. And there was a Witch of the West, it was on float yet then, but when they launched it, the witch and the Witch of the West was on, gone.
What was the pay of the sailors in those days? How much money did you receive for sailing on the Great Lakes? Is it very much?
I got $30 a month. Second cook.
It's quite different from what it is today now.
Now, well, even then, a man could, and his wife and a kid, he could make a darn good money comparatively. They could, during the summer, during the working all day, they buy their groceries for the couple, for the tug, and they'd buy some for themselves, all old sales. They'd send that in. And a cook and his wife didn't have to buy any groceries all winter. That's the way that worked out. But,
you wouldn't change it if you had to do it all over again. You'd still... Wanna be a sailor? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'd rather go sailing than do anything else. But after you get married, why, I never figured no place for married then.
Well, I was always interested in boats when I was a little kid. And, especially these pulpwood boats, these great big huge pulpwood boats used to come into the harbors and take the wood pulp on the boat and take off again. And
like my brother, he's a chief engineer in one of the lake the steel truss boat, and he's married. And they had children, and he came home, and the children didn't know him at all. Who's that man? Who's that? And he was 30 years before he retired. And he quit. He couldn't even work. He said he couldn't come home and take his children and daughters with him. A bum.
How long of periods were you gone when you sailed the Great Lakes? Were you gone for months at a time before you came back home? Or how long were you actually on ship sailing at one time?
Oh, several months. And the only reason I get fired, I lost my job. The cook always got fired, and I got tired of that. Then the last time I got...
Did you want to become a cook, or did you want to go into something
I
else?
I wanted to be up in the pilot house.
Uh-huh.
And the pilot, the captain knew it, and he came down, he said, "Bruce," he said, "Why don't you quit that old seven gun and come up and we'll play with that wheel for a while?" And I said, "Gee," I said, "I'd like to. But," I said, "you know what?" I said, "the old cook I was working for," I said, "he's, every time that he gets drunk, he says he's going to poison you or the captain. No, you're the chief engineer." I said, "I gotta watch you all the time to see he doesn't." And I said, "Gee," I said, what would happen?" I said, "If I quit in, then he would go to work for you." I said, "Well," he says, "you got something there." Well, he says, "You better quit." I'll tell you a story about him. He was always getting drunk. And ashore, and he was downtown. The skipper went downtown, and he bought $400 worth of brushes, fancy brushes, fancy tools for your clothes, you know,
mm-hmm.
Whole bunch of. And he came down, he came out to a board, and he laid it out on a table like that, on a tablecloth, and. And he spread out so everybody could see him. And he told him to go and look at him. And then the steward came home. He came home. Came and looks at that. "Who the hell put all that junk on my clean tablecloth?" He took the tablecloth, four corners up, took it right out and dropped it in the river. He got fired, and I got fired because I was his second cook. Well, that's the last thing.
If you had it to do all over again, would you want to go into something else besides being a cook now again?
Or? Oh, I wouldn't. That's a cook is the worst one to start out for me. I wouldn't go there. I'd go either in the engine room or
a young man. Wanting to get on the boats, say again for the summer, would he have a choice of what kind of work he would be doing, or would he just be put to work somewhere,
well,
be told?
Depends on on the way you put it. If you go up to look for a job and you ask him anything open, and tell you to give you your pick, and then you have the chance to pick. But stay put when you get that.
And you said you were fired?
Second cook. I was fired. Yeah, I was fired. When the cook gets fired, his help goes with him.
Mr. Johnson, what are some of the places you've been when you went sailing on the Great Lakes?
Huh?
Where were some of the places you've been during your shipping time on the Great Lakes?
Oh, we just went from Chicago to Toledo and Cleveland.
Did you do any shipping outside the Great Lakes?
No, the package freighter, he's going to stop at all them towns all the way around to Chicago and back. We didn't go to Lake Superior. And then an iron ore boat, we just went to Escanaba or maybe be up Atlanta, just south of Duluth. I never made Duluth, but several times we've gone up there, but never made it.
It's fabulous there in Duluth.
They changed the orders at the Sioux when you're going through the Sioux.
Yeah, have you ever been to Grand Marais, Minnesota?
No.
Go through there? Or Two Harbors?
No.
Port here?
Those are grain boats.
Was Duluth mainly an iron ore?
Oh, yeah.
And how about Minnesota now? Around Minnesota? Would that be primary grain or iron ore?
Yeah, they get iron ore. And Escanaba, it's down around in Green Bay.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much, Mr. Johnson, for the time here.
I'm sorry, why that I can't remember anymore.
Well, I think we did pretty good here. So I want to thank you once again for your time and all the information.
Well, I enjoyed it as much as I could.